time for us once again to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, at least every weekday at this time, get you into God's Word. And joining us this week, Pastor David Plant from Memorial UCC. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How about yourselves?
We're good. We're good. We're glad to have you with us. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Well, thank you. And I kept thinking of that phrase, give thanks to God in all things, give thanks God to all, in all things. And I did that all through my drive up here from Defiance, which is an hour away. And of course, now as I look out the window, you can see the sun beginning to come up, the light in the sky. There was none of that last year. It was dark the whole time. And as I thought about that again this year, I thought, give thanks to God in all things. So I thought we'd take a look at the epistle beginnings, which are always about giving thanks. Paul or the other disciples might take time a little bit later in their epistles to yell at us about what we're not doing right, but they always were sure to give thanks. What an appropriate theme. So hear this from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing of the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Giving thanks is a very important thing. And think of the importance of us sitting in our various places, wherever one of those 100 towns might be that you're going to, or whether it be here at home, that it's important for us to give thanks. And I think one of the best ways we give thanks is to share the stories of our lives, not to get into those political debates, not to get into the state of the city debates, not to get into any of that other stuff, but to share the stories of our lives. And as a result, I would like to leave you all with a poem by Carrie Newcomer. She's a performer, artist, and she writes this poem called Showing Up. You are holy and sacred and utterly unique. There are gifts you were born to give, songs you were born to sing, stories you were born to tell. And if you do not give it, the world will simply lose it. It is yours alone to offer. No one can give it for you. And dearest, listen, because this is important. This wounded world needs all the songs we can pull from the air, every story that helps us to remember. It needs every single gift, large and small. And yes, dearest, this grateful world does rejoice every courageous time we are true to ourselves and to our gifts. And so it is, dear heart. We embrace the song and the story and all our gifts because the world has such great need and because the world exceedingly rejoices and because there is no sadder thing than to leave this world having never really shown up. Powerful song, but it also reminds me of Paul and all the disciples, and they're always giving thanks and reminding people to show up, sing the songs, tell the stories, bring the gifts to each and every moment of their life.
Amen. Amen. Pastor David Plant from Memorial UCC. Pastor, would you go and pray for our listeners?
I would. And if you don't mind, again, I'm going to go directly to Paul and share his prayer for the Philippians as our prayer this morning. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and the praise of God. Amen.
Amen. Pastor David Plant from Memorial UCC. And tell us about Memorial UCC.
Well, Memorial UCC is celebrating its 120th year.
Wow.
We're on the corner of White and Plymouth, and Star is our frontage street in East Toledo. And we're what I like to refer to as a vintage church. We've been in the neighborhood a long time. It's a working class church serving the people of the neighborhood. About a third of our people live in Oregon, and come on in. About a third live right in the neighborhood, and about a third live in other parts of Toledo and have had family ties or work ties to the neighborhood forever. As a vintage church, as I like to share, we have a number of those components of worship that are familiar to those who've been part of a worshiping community all of their life, as well as some of the fun and newer things and that we can add to worship. One of the exciting things this last year is we have Toledo Symphony Orchestra ensembles as part of our worship once a month, and including their youth ensembles. And the music, obviously, out of Toledo Symphony, you expect to be wonderful. But to hear these youth who are in their teens playing instruments in a way I can't even imagine to play is a marvelous thing. And they come in on occasion. And we do, you know, some of the usual stuff. We had audiovisual systems, which help. We haven't really gotten into praise music in that sense or a band just because we're a small sanctuary. It would really overwhelm us. But we serve our neighborhood. We do a lot of connections with Raymer Grade School, and we do a lot of things with local food pantries, the St. Louis Food Pantry. We take time with each and every month, and we just do a lot of ministry in our neighborhood.
Do you have a website where people can check out?
We don't have a website. We do have a Facebook page, okay, though. And so go on Facebook, look up Memorial United Church of Christ. And sometimes, depending on the vagaries of Facebook, it will show us as being in East Toledo. Otherwise, it will show us in Oregon, or otherwise, who knows where it shows us. But that just seems to be Facebook's algorithms.
Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us this morning. Appreciate
it. Well, it's good to be here.